Now, you'll probably have heard earlier in the week that Netflix are looking for a tagger. It's a job that might appeal to quite a few people, I suspect. Why? Well, a tagger has the very difficult task of watching films and TV programmes. How awful. The tagger then analyses them to decide who the film or TV programme would appeal to, which then gets fed into the Netflix recommendation system. So how does Netflix track what people watch, and how does their recommendation system work? Well, Todd Yellen is Vice President of Product Innovation at Netflix, and he's going to explain how all of this works. Welcome to the programme, Todd. We've all seen the line on Netflix, "Because you watched this, you may like this." We're talking here about, Todd, you know, generating highly personalised suggestions for every one of your 50 million members. It's an awful lot. So it's pretty precise science in many ways. Well, it's only as precise as it can be. But, like, how does it actually work? Are taggers given a set list of questions or categories?
Yes. So this is the way it works. First off, like I said, it's a collaboration between the taggers and our sophisticated mathematics and algorithms. On the tagger side, what they're given is after they watch the piece of content, they're given this tool. And in the tool, they'll see all kinds of different tones, for example, like chilling and deadpan and emotional and dozens of more. Then they'll see all kinds of storylines, and they'll see all kinds of other qualities, like how visually stylized is the title? How strong are the female characters in the story? All kinds of things. How dark is the ending? And so they have an easy way to access all these different attributes that pretty much tear apart the title, really get at, I don't want to be cliched, but get at the DNA of that story and that movie or TV show. And so after they do that, it gets inputted into the into our recommendation system, and it's one very important aspect we use when we do something that looks so simple on the outside, which is we bubble up the best content for the right people at the right time.
Well then, Todd, that means that you, or even the tagger you might be looking for, might be one kind of person, i.e. really, really, really into movies in a big way, but you realise that you're recommending for people who may not have the time to be as into movies as you are and read all the magazines and find out everything that's happening and know what's the front page of the Variety and all the rest. So you're just doing the best you can to help the person move on to the next level. So in other words, if you like, to improve the Netflix member experience.
Yeah, basically we know that someone who's going to watch Netflix is going to come home from work often or a long day at school, yeah, whatever. Their brain is going to be fried and they're going to want to just sink into the upholstery of their couch and watch something great. And they don't want to work. We want to make internet TV and Netflix easy, so they just want to flip on the TV. And they don't have to read the trade publications. They don't have to have gone to film school. We'll leave that up to the taggers. What we want them to do is just go, wow, either I want to watch some, like, escapist, silly, slapstick comedy, and that's for me, or no, I'm into watching some political documentary, or no, I want a real tear-jerking, romantic story, and I want those tears dripping down my cheeks at the end.
Right,
we'll
exactly.
Try to make those suggestions.
Yeah, okay, so let's take a look at the applicant, what kind of person. I presume there's certain sort of qualifications they could have that you'd say that's a real bonus, like, for instance, asset management systems person kind of thing or whatever. But do you want a detailed orientated person? Is that the kind of person, yeah, he's a good applicant or she's a good applicant?
Yeah, someone with an analytical
yeah,
mind, who's detail-oriented, who also has some background in storytelling. They could have gone to, you know, studied at university film and TV. They could have been a film critic. They could have done script coverages for a studio or some production company. And yes, they do need to be analytical and detail-oriented.
Because, like, on paper, this looks like a fantastic job. What's the pay, by the way? How much do they get?
Oh, it's so rude to discuss pay.
Well, let's be rude.
They get paid well. At Netflix, we try to pay people well and try to pay them a good wage. That's all I can say about it.
Okay, what about those who don't necessarily get it right? The inappropriate recommendations, or trust busters, as they're called in the... I mean, everybody's come across a trust buster, right?
Everyone comes across a trust buster. It's going to happen. It's the fallibility of both man and machine.
Yeah.
There's going to be mistakes, but the beautiful thing is we're in the entertainment business. We just want to put up some great choices. If we get it wrong, chuckle at us. Make fun of us. It's all okay. We're working harder and harder at making our recommendations better and better, and we expect to get some wrong, and that's okay.
And like, would you expect questions to be answered? The tagger would say, is it visually striking or critically acclaimed or has it won awards? Is it experimental? Is there certain kinds of reviewers like it? And of course they would. Is it like Citizen Kane? Is it not like Citizen Kane? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically there are some very objective questions. Is there a monkey in the movie?
Right.
The answer is yes or no. But then there are much more subjective questions that we want to make as objective as possible. You know, much more subjective would mean like something like, how dark is the title versus how upbeat is it? These things, we try to take the subjectivity out as much as we can by having a common voice that people who become taggers are carefully trained and they're given very specific guidelines and it's vetted, and we have sometimes multiple people blindly tagging the same title to make sure we're consistent.
And what about gender and age? Are they important or are they inconsequential? I mean, Netflix obviously knows what a person watches. Does Netflix use this information to build a profile of viewers?
I got to tell you, when it comes to, this has been something that's fascinating about being a Netflix, because you'll learn a lot, and we're always trying to learn and get better for our users. Gender and age, when I first got to Netflix many years ago, I was thinking, like, to make great personalization, started collecting gender and age from all our users. Because we figured, isn't it obvious that a 17-year-old teenage guy is going to watch something totally different than a 63-year-old retired woman? But what I've learned since then is, those are gross stereotypes that aren't even that valuable when it comes to the algorithms. If someone clicks play on one title, you'll learn more about them than if you found out their gender and age, which isn't in the end all that useful. We're much more interested in what your taste is in movies and TV shows, because let's face it, a woman could be into a senior citizen woman could be into the goriest action film, and a 17-year-old guy could be watching Say Yes to the Dress. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is all about Die Hard 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, I can tell you, and she's not young. Okay, let's take a look at this one here, which is, you say like that, you know, you don't like necessarily say that we're looking for geeks or that you're a geek yourself, but 4 or 5 years ago, you came up with the Netflix quantum theory. Come on, serious?
Yeah, we got a little full of ourselves when we called it quantum theory. It was just really taking apart movies and TV shows into their component elements. And yes, I cop to that fact that that's what we called it originally. I will blame one of my very brilliant engineering partners for naming it that, but I did embrace it as well.
Yeah, don't take the blame yourself. You're right. Now, how do you deal with the issues that are there in lots of movies that might be local issues or cultural sensitivities that some taggers mightn't necessarily get?
Yeah, that's why, you know, we want to hire someone in Ireland and the UK, which is we want to get taggers who are diverse in different ways. Not only taggers who are into maybe, you know, one's really into horror versus romance versus kids content, but it's also important there are subtleties in the language. So, for example, look at the term witty. If you look at witty, it doesn't travel exactly the same way when you go across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
How an American might use witty is different than how someone from Ireland might use witty. And I think I blame for that fact James Joyce and Oscar Wilde. They have set the bar pretty damn high when it comes to the literary credibility and what it takes to be verbally witty, whereas in the U.S. maybe, you know, the bar is a little lower. And so I want to be accurate when we use these terms. And right now we're pretty consistent across the Atlantic Ocean. And I think we can get a little more subtle and smarter because we're trying to get better. And that's why right now we're trying to hire someone in your part of the world.
Okay, well, before I get to that, finally, just one last one. I mean, like you say, the consistency are pretty consistent. So if I was to ask you, how accurate do you think that you currently are in predicting choices? You're pretty happy with all the way it's going, even if people don't understand necessarily why you would want to use algorithms to sort of, you know, suss this whole thing out. For you, it works.
I'm proud to say that I think we're, you know, among the top places to be doing recommendations. And I think we're really good at this. But you know what? Being really good at this is where we're not great at it. I don't think anyone is great at it yet. Because if we were great at it, we'd be so confident that we wouldn't show you a whole bunch of titles. We would show you one title when you flipped on Netflix, and we'd be so confident that that would be the right title, we'd start automatically playing it. If we did that right now, you would throw tomatoes at the screen. We know that, you know, we can't read exactly what mood you're in. So we're going to show you a variety of stuff that we think is relevant to your taste and really start exploring with you. So I think we're good.
Okay.
We'd love to be even better.
Okay, well, you're good. You want to be even better, and you're looking for somebody this part of the world. So Todd Yellen, finally, just tell me, how does somebody get in touch to see if they can become a tagger?
Ah, go to the Netflix website, go under jobs on the footer of the page, and you will see the job description, and you'll also see how to submit your resume. And we are looking for the best and brightest. Please do send your resume if you feel like you're qualified.
Okay, well, I'm sure a lot of people will get in touch. All right, Todd, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the program today.
Thank you for your interest. I appreciate it.